It is a Monday morning. Ed and Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
You've had a terrible storm over there, mate.
Yeah, rolled in today just before midday and is here for a couple of days. Storm Kira. We now name all our storms alphabetically in the kind of American fashion. Storm Kira has kind of blitzed her way across the UK today. Heavy rain, gale force winds up to 97 miles per hour, trains that didn't run, planes that didn't fly, flooding in Yorkshire, 500,000 people without power for most of the day. It has been a really average Sunday, all courtesy of Storm Kira, and they reckon it'll spill into part of Monday as well in terms of travel chaos. So battening down the hatches, still managed to get out for a run, and I have to say, with a gale force wind behind me, it was probably the fastest run I've had in years.
Well done, I need a bit of wind like that as well. Now, a political bombshell in Ireland, tell us more.
Yeah, Irish general election being counted as we speak, and it looks like Sinn Féin, who used to be the political wing of the IRA in the 70s, 80s and half of the 90s, they look to have won the Irish election. It was a three-way split between them and the two other traditional political parties in Ireland, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, in the exit polls. But Sinn Féin have just pushed on, and they're looking at somewhere in the region of maybe 30% of the vote nationwide. Now, when I was a kid, these people were political pariahs. They'd get maybe 1.5% of the vote. They were inextricably linked to the IRA, and now they're in a position where they could form the next Irish government. Quite extraordinary.
Unbelievable indeed. All right, mate, you'll have more on that, I'm sure, with Oliver this afternoon. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.